4,
3,
2,
1.
Hello.
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 Zero.
Tick, tick, tick. Tick, tick, tick.
Sorry about that.
There we go.
Back in the war room.
Woo. Right on time.
We're alive.
Here we are again.
Welcome to Washington, D.C. You're at Ground
Zero. That's right, Doc.
Zero! What's up, Doc?
What's up?
Plenty, Ripper.
Squeal.
Hi, I'm your host, Dr. John, and I'm here with...
The D-Man.
And...
The Ripper!
And it's Sparky.
And Sparky G. That's right, Doc. Spark's in here today.
Thank God we're all still alive.
That's right, it's been a while.
Are we, Doc?
I think so. So what are we going to be talking about this time, guys?
I don't know, Doc. What about Serious Sam?
Serious. Very serious.
By Crow Team, Doc.
By Crow Team.
And what's the other one, Doc?
Oh, well, I think it's called The Moon Project by SSI and... Tupperware Interactive!
Tupperware!
That's it. That's terrible.
So, stay tuned for
that's
the
right,
next
folks, for more antics.
Edition of...
Ground...
What?
Zero!
Hey, guys, did we get through that?
Oh, my.
Okay.
It's gone to my head.
Ripper?
What?
Are you there, Ripper?
Yeah,
hello, hello, Rip.
Ripper!
What? I said my part.
I said mine.
I need pizza. We all need pizza, Ripper.
So stay tuned for
I
the next edition of...
I can't keep this whole thing going.
Ground.
D-Mania!
D-Mania!
Hello.
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 Testing 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3. That's Crow Team, Doc.
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of Serious Sam.
That's real-time, Doc.
By?
Crow Team.
And Gathering of Developers.
Is that god.com or godgames.com?
God Games.
That's right,
D-Man.
Doc. It's Serious Sam Stone.
And he's looking cool there. At least you are, D-Man. You're looking kind of like Sly and the Family Stone over there.
Well, I don't know, Doc. This is a great first-person shooter game, but I don't know why you're dressed in a Santa outfit over there with a Tommy gun. But
well, let's just continue on and see what happens, D-Man.
All right, Doc. I'm going to move forward with you.
We're in multiplayer cooperative mode, meaning that we go after the baddies that you normally go after in single player, but we're doing it in multiplayer.
That's right, Doc. This is an unbelievable
game. Oh, that guy's big. He's going to hurt me. I just know it.
This
I'm
is an
dead.
Unbelievable game, and
I'm
with cooperative
dead.
Multiplayer, you can't possibly lose.
Oh, my goodness, D-Man.
That's right, Doc. There's so many creatures you have to battle.
Oh, we got this big giant orange guy with four arms throwing fireballs at us.
Well, what's up with him, Doc? I don't even know where that guy came
from,
you know? And we're supposed to have,
unlimited
health
here,
fella,
look at all that stuff.
Grow magic. So anyway, Doc, what do you think of this game?
Well, holy smokes, for a... You know, game made by a little tiny foreign company that's never even been heard of before this. It's a spectacular game. The graphics are so good, they're being used now as a benchmark.
That's right, folks.
Much in the way Quake 3 Team Arena is used to benchmark.
It's gone to my head.
And really great graphics, Doc. You're right about that.
If you have a really high-end machine and a good graphics card... You can set the settings way up, and it is just absolutely spectacular looking.
It's amazing, Doc. Especially
we're getting attacked by herpes. I mean, harpies.
That's right, Doc. Describe some of the creatures we got here.
Well,
Who's this guy running at me?
We got these prehistoric horse skeletons, and we got the flying herpy harpies things.
Well, there's these skeleton folks that kind of roll these hula hoop looking things.
Oh no, those are the two balls. I think they call them.
Two balls. They're almost like a bowl that rolls across the grass.
Okay, I'm going through the door here, D-Man, to see what is beyond. Ooh, a good weapon. The grenade launcher.
One of the things I wanted to mention, though, was that it hasn't really been since Quake 2, I believe, or maybe even Quake 1. Gosh, I don't even remember. Where you could play these single-player missions cooperatively and basically go into a room, you know, with the other people you're playing with and take out the bad guys together so you can set it on harder and harder settings if you have more and more people and basically, you know, it gets pretty damn hard.
That's right, Doc. This cooperative play is unbelievable. You can go through a whole series of missions. Serious Sam is laid out in a Egyptian city. It's totally abandoned except all of these monsters, but there's all kinds of great artifacts and things you have to get. It's not a Lara Croft game. It's a shooter.
It's a fast and furious shooter with great weapons. I love the weapons in this game.
And what about the price on this game, Doc? What do you think? Let's compare it with a couple of
Well, it came out at $19. I think I've heard you can get it for $15 now.
That's right, folks. $19, brand new, this game, and it has full editing capabilities. You can go into some of the menus and make your own creatures and your own maps and put them right into the game.
Exactly. They've got the editor built in, so you can go in and make your own levels, create your own skins and monsters and characters, and pretty damn cool.
Well, I don't know, Doc. What would you rate this game on the old smiley face scale?
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. It's a 5 out of 5 smiley face game.
Yep, 5 out of 5, Doc. Unbelievable.
The multiplayer's great. The single player's great. The monsters are great. The weapons are great. You've never seen so many monsters on the screen at once. I mean, no other game can have 100 poisonous frogs while it's sending 30 or 40 flying harpies at you.
Giant scorpions, Doc, with female heads and machine guns shooting you from miles away.
Oh, yeah. And those big green gooey gobby guys throwing the big green flame balls.
Fireballs.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
And we're not going to go into the grand finale, you guys, but the monster is unbelievable.
It's gone to my head.
So I'd also have to give this game a, on the pay scale, I'd pay $35-$40 for this game, but it only costs $19.
Guys, at the most.
You can't beat that.
That's less than half price of most new games that come out.
Especially
games of this quality.
So that's two thumbs up here in the War Room for Serious Sam by Crow Team.
That's right, folks. Serious Sam.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you soon.
That's right. And folks, don't forget about the four-position split screen.
The four-way split screen where you can have four people playing on one computer with the screen split four ways and you have to cramp four people onto one keyboard. Ah!
But that's right, folks. It's great for kids. At $20, if you don't mind them playing first-person shooters, the gore's not really that bad.
Well, not only that, you can turn the gore into flowers. It's called hippie mode. When you shoot things, flowers come out instead of blood.
Is that right, Doc?
That's right.
I had no idea, folks. Okay, well, that's it for the real-time review
of Serious Sam.
Serious Sam here at
Ground Zero.
It's serious.
Serious.
Find me in a field of grass, Mother Nature's son. Swaying daisies sing a lazy song beneath the sun. Ooh, Mother Nature's son.
That's got his money spent. Doctor's John, damn computer went. Ain't nobody around, gon' help us now.
I saw you on the corner, just standing looking hot. You smiled at me and blew my little world. You blew my world apart. Layla, got me on my knees, Layla. Begging, begging, please, Layla. Darling, won't you ease my worried mind? You got me on my knees, Layla. Well, I'm gonna tell you, please, Layla. Darling, won't you ease my Jim Morrison mind? Oh, darling, won't you ease my worried mind?
Dr. John! Oh, Dr. John!
D-Man, is your power low?
Access granted.
D-Man?
Hi, Doc. Here we are doing a real-time review of...
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of The Moon Project, sequel to Earth 2150 by...
Topware Interactive.
And SSI. How you doing, D-Man?
All right, Doc. I really like this game.
Well, it's a nice improvement over the original Earth 2150. If you like real-time strategy games, this is a very nice choice.
It's a nice add-on, Doc.
Well, it's got all the nice graphics and everything else, and it adds the ability to zoom in and out much further, which was one of my main complaints about the original game. And, you know, nice full rotation and 360 degrees, unrestricted. But
that's what I like, Doc, being able to do the 360.
But you gotta have some hardware, folks. I'm looking at a GeForce 3 card here.
GeForce 3, Doc? I didn't even know they were invented yet.
On a 1 gigahertz Athlon system, and we're talking relatively, you know, sluggish performance when you zoom all the way out on the zoom bar there. You know, I mean, it gives you an incredible view of a huge portion of the battlefield, but... Wow, you better have a darn good computer if you want to set it to zoom all the way out.
That's true, Doc. I tell you what, I really like the graphics on this game, and the zooming is really quite remarkable, but you've got to have the graphics support.
And I would say that compared to the original game, the graphics are about the same. You know, I still have my complaint that it's kind of hard to tell the difference between some of the vehicles and units and things.
Well, I'm wondering, Doc, if they want us to have that difficulty because we're supposed to be on the moon here or what?
D-Man, a lightning bolt just blew up one of my rocket launchers.
And the factories are smoking like crazy, so we can't be on the moon.
Man. But other than that, I gotta say, this is a relatively fun real-time strategy game. If you like real-time strategy, it doesn't get a heck of a lot better than this. You need some hardware if you want the graphics setting on high. But multiplayer support is very robust, wouldn't you say, D-Man?
Oh, it's great, Doc.
We're really playing cooperative multiplayer here, basically, against some synthetic enemies.
Oh, that's the part I like, being able to team up against the bad guys.
And we're whooping their butts!
That's right, Doc.
But that's probably the other big problem with this game is that even when set on expert, the enemy is just not that formidable. You really need to play against human opponents to, you know, get the full benefit of all the strategic value you get in this game because the computer opponents are kind of wimpy.
Yeah, and it really is amazing, Doc. You see the advantages that a lot of people that aren't able to play on a LAN have unless they have a really good home connection to the internet.
Right, a DSL or two-way cable or something, right.
That's right, Doc. So what do you think the major differences are between this and 2150? Not many, huh?
Primarily the improved camera controls, the ability to zoom much further in and out.
Exactly.
I would say they've optimized the graphics.
Isn't it,
Doc? Yeah, they've optimized the graphics a little bit so that it'll run a little faster on your current hardware. But gosh, if you want to do the high-end graphics and set the zoom level to the maximum, it really takes, I would say, at least a GeForce 2 Pro card on at least a 1 gigahertz machine to really do that with a decent frame rate.
And yeah, that kinda, makes sense, Doc.
But that's kind of unfortunate. That's really a pretty high-end machine right there, and it should be smooth as silk. It's too bad they haven't figured out yet how to optimize these games to be faster on what I would consider relatively high-end hardware.
Kind of surprising, isn't it?
Well, it's hard to do. It's a lot more programming finesse to write games that work that way, but I wish they would, you know, put some more effort into it.
Well, I think we're slowly but surely getting there, Doc, with the GeForce 3 card out now, and hopefully game companies will be developing along those lines.
Well, if they write for those special features, games are going to look mighty good in the next 6 months.
Virtual reality is getting here quick, Doc.
That's right, and if these lightning bolts don't stop blowing up my guys, I'm going to get really pissed off.
So, Doc, how would you rate this game on the old smiley face scale?
I'm going to give it a 4.5 out of 5 smiley faces. That's basically a 90% rating, D-Man, I'd say.
Yeah, I give it about a 4, 4.5, Doc. I really like the game a lot.
It's got high hardware requirements, and like I said, it's got that sort of mushy unit problem where you can't tell one unit from another. They're attacking the D-Man.
They're attacking, folks. That's right. You gotta move quick here.
We should have said it much harder because they haven't been attacking very much, D-Man.
No, I think they're lurking behind the bushes using stone knives and bear skins, Doc.
Well, you know, that's
it's gone to my head.
The problem of the times, D-Man.
So, Doc, what would you pay for this game?
I'd give it at least a 40 out of the 50 on the pay scale. You know, again, about a 90%. I'd pay about 90% of what you'd expect to pay for a high-end game for this baby.
That's right. It's not priced like Serious Sam, but it's
Serious Sam is just... Serious Sam is a better game. If you've only got $20 to spend on a game this month, folks, spend it on Serious Sam.
That's right, folks, $19.
But that's our real-time review of The Moon Project.
Earth 2150's
updated.
Follow-on.
Yes, by Topware Interactive and SSI.
That's right, folks.
Please believe me, the river told me, very softly, want you to hold me. A free fall flow, river flow, on and on it go. Breathe underwater till the end. A free fall flow, river flow, on and on it go. Breathe underwater till the end. Yes, the Ripper knows.
I'm done here. Now.
Like to thank you all for joining us again at Ground Zero. Tune in again next time for more real-time reviews. We'll see you then, folks. I'm Dr. John.
Oh, my.
Okay.
It's gone to my head. How much of it actually came through the mic? How much of it actually came through the mic? It's gone to my head. Oh my.
Okay.
Breathe underwater till the end. Yes, the Ripper knows. Yes, he does.